Hoosiers who want to vote in this year's primary election have 1 week to register or make sure their registration is up to date. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Brandon Smith reports on what you need to know to make sure the state's deadline doesn't eclipse your chance to vote.
You're eligible to vote in the primary if you're a U.S. citizen, have lived in the precinct where you'll vote for at least 30 days before the election, if you're not currently in prison, and if you'll be 18 years old by this fall's general election. To register online at indianavoters.com, you'll need an Indiana driver's license or state ID card. If registering by mail, the form you fill out asks for that information as well, or the last four digits of your Social Security number. If you don't include a driver's license, state ID number, or the last four of your social, or if your county can't validate the number, you must provide additional proof of residency when you vote. By 6 p.m. on election day, for your ballot to be counted, you must show a current utility bill, bank statement, government check, paycheck, or government document that shows your name and address. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Brandon Smith at the State House.